The Brookings proposal involves an annual competition for $150 million in federal funding to reform and modernise investments in workforce education and skills training for advanced manufacturing.
I think it's critical for upstate New York. It's critical for the nation. There's a gap. I mean, we have companies that are constantly coming to us just in terms of looking for machinists. I mean, our students are hired several times over. We're not anywhere near able to produce as many as what the need is, and that is only going to grow.
Todd Oldham, Vice President for Economic Development and Innovative Workforce Services at Munro Community College, is supportive of the idea. Oldham says a comprehensive approach would require incentives for both higher education institutions and industry partners to address the specific skills challenges of each region. He says one issue to be addressed is the outdated ideas of advanced manufacturing in the 21st century that many students continue to maintain. President of the SUNY Research Foundation, Tim Kalim, says a skilled workforce is crucial to ensure the US is not left behind by global competitors in the sector.
There has to be a good match between the high needs in the economic sector and the kinds of training and educational curricula offerings that are made.
Kalim says filling the skills gap would also ensure a higher rate of tech transfer, the process of taking ideas and innovations and translating them into successful commercial products. Governor Cuomo has also emphasised the importance of tech transfer in growing the upstate economy, most recently in his Billion for Buffalo plan and the State of the State address. For WXXI News, I'm Kate O'Connell.